This fourth trade policy review of Morocco has given us an opportunity to considerably improve our understanding of its trade and related policies and of the challenges it faces. Our discussions have greatly benefited from the active and open engagement of Morocco's high-level delegation led by His Excellency Mr. Abdellatif Mazouz, Minister of External Trade. The insightful and thought-provoking contributions by our discussant, His Excellency Mr. Lucius Wazeshab, and the active involvement of many members. I would like to thank all of you. Members praised Morocco for its macroeconomic and structural, including trade reforms, that have contributed to the overall positive performance of its economy, with a GDP growth by nearly 5% per year and a considerable increase in its GDP per capita since 2002. Morocco has taken steps to liberalize its economic sectors, in particular key services, and has reduced the level of its average tariff protection by 13.2 percentage points to 20.2%. The reforms have helped to turn its public deficit into a surplus, reduce its external debt, and keep inflation under control. The strong inflow of foreign direct investments that resulted from the enhancement of the business climate reflects the confidence of foreign companies in the economy. Members commended Morocco on its commitment to the multilateral trading system and recalled that the WTO agreement was concluded in Morocco. They encourage Morocco to keep up its liberalization efforts and to further improve the transparency of its trade regime by making key notifications. Members mentioned that Morocco could further improve its business environment by strengthening its commitments under the GATS, especially in the areas of tourism and telecommunications, where its commitments fall short of the liberalization efforts already achieved. Members noted that Morocco's MFN tariff remains complex, with applied rates exceeding bond levels on some 1,300 lines. They urge Morocco to simplify its MFN tariff structure by eliminating non-ad valorem duties and reducing rates, notably with a view to bringing its applied tariff in line with its WTO commitments. Its trade regime would also further gain in predictability if the gaps between applied and bond rates on the other products were reduced. Members also noted with concern that Morocco has two different VAT regimes, one for locally produced goods and the other for imports. This does not guarantee the respect of national treatment principle. Clarification was sought on Morocco's incentive schemes, including its regime on subsidies. Other issues of interest to members included custom procedures, technical regulations, and SPS measures, trade remedies, import and export controls and licensing, government procurement, protection of intellectual property, high tariff protection of agriculture, and certain services. Some members noted Morocco's participation in overlapping preferential trade agreements and encouraged it to ensure that its preferential and MFN regimes be complementary. Members appreciated the role played by Morocco towards the promotion of South-South trade and its initiative for an active participation by African and Latin American countries in the DDA negotiations. All in all, members appreciated the responses provided by the delegation of Morocco and look forward to further written replies. Ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, this meeting has confirmed Morocco's progress towards the liberalization of its economy, including its trade and investment regimes. Members were appreciative of Morocco's efforts and encouraged it to pursue the reforms, notably of its taxation system, with a view to enhancing the transparency and predictability of its trade regime. The extension and improvement of its multilateral binding commitments on services would also help. I advocate that members support Morocco in its continued efforts by providing further market access to its goods and services and by being attentive to its request for technical assistance.